Tmura perek alf mishnehe. Ein mechatos nasin mechatos. Eloim matan efer. Mechatos refers to mayim chayim that was put into a kli together with efer paro aduma. So the mixture, first of all, is roi lazo. It can now be used to be mitar tmeim. Second of all, this is the part of the choik of paro aduma, is what's impossible to understand, is how something that has the koyach l'tayr has a din kishal atzmai, that whoever picks up mechatos, that's roi lazor, the mechatos is metame. The mechatos is a dover ha-metar, but it itself is an avatoma. So what we have over here is the mechatos has a din. When is that din? Ein mechatos nas mechatos. When does it become that din of mechatos that's roi lazor and it's metame? Elo imatan efer, when the efer was put into the mayim chayim. A little bit of a chiddush here, because the poshta reading of the pasuk v'lo kula tome me'afar sreifa sachatos v'nosan olov mayim chayim. That's the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. Would sound like nosan olov, the mayim chayim is put onto the efer. Saying over here, faket, the efer is put into the mayim chayim. So l'maisa, the pasuk does say Mayim Chaim al Keli, which teaches us that the Mayim Chaim goes straight into the Kli, the Efer is put on there. So Chazal Darshan, spoken out over here by the Mefarshim, the first puzzle that we just mentioned, V'nosan Olov Mayim Chaim, is that the Mayim Chaim and the Efer that's inside the Kli have to be mixed together before the Hazor. But Lamaisa, what the Tzura of this Mishnah is, which has to do with all the Mishnah is that we don't say that Mechatos has its shame, it has its koyach b'chol oifin. Even though the Efer itself is ro'uy lazor, it has a chalois as part of the parah aduma, it doesn't automatically give a shame Mechatos anytime it's mixed together with Mayim Chaim. It has to be put a certain way. It doesn't carry over automatically. That's the hemshech with the other dinim of this type. Ein beis hapras oisa beis hapras. So beis hapras is a sodden. In the times of Chazal, there was a chumrah that is Soder, where they found the kever, and Chazal Aser, that because a field had a kever inside, you have to be choshed to throw out the kvarim, and they made the whole field have the din of Tumah, because maybe there are bones that are buried underneath, there are small pieces, remnants of dead bodies, and everything in the field is Metame Meis, Lagabi Tumah V'Taira. Koyin's not going to go through. The halacha is that this base pras, which is a dirabonim, because on the other side of the field, you have no shaykhis with the place that you did find the kever. Found the kever, 100 yards away is part of the mechadesi. It's a din dirabonim, and the chalois shein that's chal on the whole field, it's called the base pras. We don't say that a little bit dirt that's mixed together then in another field, they were digging a hole in a field that had a din of a beis hapras, and they threw some of the dirt into the neighboring field. Oh, the whole next field becomes a beis hapras. No, ein beis hapras, ois a beis hapras. This is similar to the Mishnah before. Ein ha-medume medameh elefi cheshbin. You don't ask up the whole thing. V'loi truma acha truma, this is something else. This is a Mishnah in Meseches Trumas, where you have two shutvin that own together a warehouse full of grapes, let's say, tvur. And one shutuf was tayrim, and the second shutuf was tayrim. We say, lemaisa, that both of them, their truma is not a truma. Why? So the cheshbon goes like this. The truma's harisha and a truma, because since the second one was mafrish, vaisa said the second one was loinichale, that the first one should be tayrim for him. Both have to give permission that their tevel should have a hafroshes truma. Both of them are the owners, and you can't make hafroshes truma without the consent of the owner. So if the second owner was mafrish, obviously he's saying he's not masking to the first one's hafroshes. The second one's hafroshes is also not hafroshes, because the maaseh, the first one had hafroshes, which means he's not masking to the second one. So what are you left with? You're left with two of them, that are shalei midas chaveri, kol echod, and the whole thing is not good. Look, the Ravi brings down that lamaisa, the Gemara brings that this is the Shita Reb Kiva, but Lamaisa, the Tanakama holds not that way, and the Halacha is not like Reb Kiva. And the Rav brings down that in Toram HaRishon, if he was mafresh the standard, the person could be mafresh kifi how generous he is. Echa me'aboyim is more generous. Echa me'chamishim, ebenis, echa me'shishim, zayin ro. So if the first one was Torim, kishir echa me'chamishim, the standard, the sheni, the truma of the sheni is not truma, because we assume that the Rishon was mafresh for the second as well. And if this first one was mafresh ba'ayin ro, so then the second one's truma is truma, because we say that the sheni is not maskim, that the first one who was mafresh ba'ayin ro should be good. And memela, the first one's nicha to the second one, so then we say the second one's hafrosh is good. So he holds not like the chachom. L'maisi, you look at the mafreshim over here in the Tosis Yomtiv, there's another way of learning shitsa rekiva, and that'll be the Mishnah that is, the Tosis Yomtiv brings from Tosis. Here's the main case over here in the Mishnah. We said that all the cases are agav. This one is v'loy t'mura, or is it t'mura? There's a gzeis hakosuv that a behemoth that's chal on it kedushas oilo, because it was humar on another behemoth which was t'mura, cannot make kedusha of another behemoth t'mura. Ain't t'mura, is it t'mura? That's a gzeis hakosuv. The Torah says v'hoyu hu t'mura soy yeh kodesh, u t'mura soy it is a lashon of a yochid. T'mura soy, only one. Because of the same thing as Hakosuv, you have, let's say, a Vlad of a Korban Shlomim. So it can't make Tmura, because in that Kedusha Shem Korban, which was the mother, there could be only one Tmura, not an extra one if the Vlad made a Tmura. On that, Yehuda Aime holds not away. Havlad oisit tmura, utmura soyye kaidish yez marbe, another havaya, another tmura. Omru loy hegdish oisit tmura, only hegdish itself can make tmura. Loy havlad, the whole din that a vlad of a korban is itself a korban, is a chiddish, because you will magdish the mother. So there is kedushas hakorbanus on the vlad, but not legabit the tmura. Loy havlad v'loy t'mura oisin t'mura. That you don't have. Mishnah vav ha'ifois v'amenochois enim oisin t'mura. The whole din of t'mura is exes hakosuv. It's limited dafter karbonis of a behemah. Not oif, which you have an oilas oif, you have a chatas oif. And karbon menochos is its own form of kedushas karbonis, but doesn't have the din of t'mura. Why the Torah says v'mhame yome behema ba behema? It's mashma only a behema. It's not a klal in all of kachem. Hatzibur v'ashutofim enam oisim t'mura. A korban tzibur cannot be rendered. Well, when the kehanim, whoever is the bailam on a korban tzibur, cannot be meimer and make another behema kodesh from it. Shutfim also, even though the is an owner, he's not a total owner. The gzeis hakosuv is Lo yomir oisoi, loshen yochid. That means the one who's being named. The same way we had before, that the behemoth, the subject of the tmura, is only one. The person who's maimer is also only one. A tzibur v'ashtotim is not any one person. Tzibur could be owned by many people. Shutofim could be owned by a few people. Yochid oisit tmura, this is the gzeis hakosuv. Lo yatzibur v'lo yashutofim oisim tmura. Korban is bedek habayis. This is a korban that was hugdash, in order that the money of the korban should be used for bedek habayis. Enam oisim tmura, because the korban of tmura is not something that's kedushas bedek habayis, only something that has kedushas hakorban itself. It's only the kedusha of a korban itself, which is nitvas, in the maisit tmura on another behemoth. There's a few very basic questions over here. Before, we had earlier in Mishnah Beis that a behemoth that became a balmum before the kedusha of the behemoth, so when it was hugdash, it could only be kedushas bedek habayis. Only a behemoth which is a tomim can be niskadish kedushas karbonis, and said over there already that it's ene oisit tmur b'chia gavna. That means we already have that klal, that only kedushas haguf of karbonis, that type of behemoth could be meimah. So why does the Mishnah have to say it again over here? So the Mefarshim Mucha and the Achronim try to explain that it depends what the person is being magdish. The person is being magdish kedushas korbanos a behemoth that's any roi lekach, so becomes kedusha in the sense that the behemoth that's niskadish, it was a balmum, so it's not roi lekarbon. So what is it? It should be used letzorche bringing karbonis. So it's like a kedusha saguf that's any enigma. So maybe it's like felt in the kedusha. So that's why there's no tumur. But over here, it was hukdash lechatchila for bedik habayis, even though one's not supposed to. You're not supposed to take a behemoth and be magdush lebedik habayis. But ma'aseh, one who was magdush lebedik habayis, it becomes bedik habayis. So the felt nishin in the kedusha, it's a different type of kedusha. It's kedusha bedik habayis. So memela, maybe there would be tumur kamashmal on the not. The other question that achren musim mutcha, Reb Chaim and Stenzel Briskerov, the lomdei she'achronim are busy also with the shaila that who exactly would make a tmura by kedushas bedik habayis. Normally, the din tmura is lagabi the bailam. If Reuven walks off the shim's behemah and he says, "Yena behemah of chulin should be b'mkayim that behemah of kodesh," he's not over the lav, and there's no tmura. It's from betelim. It's only the bailam who there would be a havamina. That he could be matvis kedusha from one to the other, like pidyon, so he could make a tmura. So who exactly is the bailam on the kotcha bedik habayis? What you're going to have to say, they say, is that the one who was magdish to bedik habayis has a shame pailim, because you see legabi pidyon that somebody who was magdish something has a shame pailim that he has to be meisiv a chomish on the pidyon. We learn from the Zach Zerkin. So he has epsa shame, even though now it's owned by hegdish. A behemoth that belongs, that's a korban, belongs to the bailam. When it's brought, it's the korban shalomim of Reuven, who was magdish it. It's called Reuven's korban in the sense that the bosser belongs to him. He gives it out to whoever he wants to invite to eat the meat. Masha'enkin, by kedusha as well, there's no bailam. It'd be a half a minute that the magdish has a shame bailam, legabi the din of tmura. Now the Mishnah continues. Amar Reb Shimon. He has a kasha on the pasuk v'haloi ha-maiser. This is a korban of maiser behema, which we learned about in the end of Maseches Bechoris as a chiyuv for a person to take every year. The behemas that were born that year, walk them through the door of the pen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th asiyah kodesh. In that parasha of a korban, which is brought by the bailam, bechoris like any other korban, and the Torah says over there also lo yachal fenav lo yomer. Torah speaks out the lav of tmura there also. It should be like any other carbon. Why would the Torah have to speak out tmura specifically in the context of ma'aseh behemah? What's the extra tzivui, the lav of tmura teaching us? And this is a klal always, whenever you have something which would be bechlal, and the Torah writes it separately, that it's yotza lidem bedover achodesh. Lahakish lav, the Torah is teaching us something about tmura which we see specifically in ma'aseh behemah. Ma ma'aseh korban yochid. The same way ma'aseh is a korban yochid, very much one individual's afrosha and korban. Yotzu korban es tzibur. There is no example of ma'aseh, a korban of ma'aseh from nichsei tzibur. There's no such thing. There's Shalmi Tzibur, there's Oil of a Tzibur, there's Chatz of a Tzibur, but there's certainly no Maiser of a Tzibur. It's a Korban Yochid. Yotzu Korban is Tzibur, Uma Maiser Korban Mizbeach, Yotzu Korban is Bedek Abayis. No example of Maiser and Bedek Abayis. So this is another limud for the above-mentioned droshes. You don't have to come up to the Tmura Soi and the year. This is a different drosha Reb Shimon is learning out from here. Now obviously the Tanakama argues on this because it's a very Geshmaka drosha. So the way the Gemara explains it is that there's uniquely Maiser Behemah Dika Tmura. It's not really Tmura in the sense of Leach Levenu Leyomer, but there's a din where one Maiser makes a different carbon Kedushas Maiser, and that's it. The 10th goes through, and then by accident he was Magdish, another Behemah. We had this din in Becheres Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. And it's learned out from this concept that you can't make regular tmura, but there is a gevissa zebim koim ze where both of them become kodesh. It's not classic tmura, but that's what the Torah means when the Torah gives us the separate din. That's the way Mefarshim explained according to the Tanakhama.